Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, Dr. Marita. A lot of people have hormonal issues where their adrenals are going out as well. Can you explain adrenals and what adrenal fatigue is?
Yeah, it's actually one of my passions in my clinical practice to really educate people about their adrenal glands and how they really affect all facets of their health. And so the adrenal glands are these two small glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they control basically how your body deals with and handles stress. So most people have heard of that fight or flight response where their heart rate goes up or their blood pressure goes up. But typically there is a recovery phase where the body is able to handle or cope with stress. And what happens in today's age is that, you know, it's not just like one stressor every so often, but a lot of people are living with chronic stress, whether it's 24 hours a day, whether they're first responders or they're teachers or nurses, or, you know, just, you know, moms that are like looking after their husbands and their kids and trying to cook dinner and work a full-time job and such. So what happens is obviously in those situations, we're constantly firing our stress response. And in doing so, you're constantly firing those poor little adrenal glands. And you can just imagine that over time, the adrenal glands in the body just doesn't handle stress as best as it did when, you know, in the early stages. And so we call this, most people have heard of the term adrenal fatigue now, or adrenal exhaustion. And this can happen when we just keep firing that stress response, the chronic stress. And then the body just gets tired, and it's like almost like the body's running on empty. And when this happens, we see a host of side effects that are associated with that. So, you know, chronic fatigue or poor immune function or chronic inflammation or poor sleep, just to name a few symptoms of chronic stress and adrenal fatigue.
Mm-hmm. So there's adaptogenic herbs. How do they help with adrenal health?
Yeah, so adaptogenic herbs are a group of herbs that have been long researched for their abilities to help the body adapt to stress. So keeping your adrenal glands and your adrenal function strong, keeping the body resilient to stress. Because in some cases, you know, a lot of my patients have, they're in situations where they can't simply just get rid of the stress, right? It's maybe part of their lifestyle or it's part of their job. And so our job is to, you know, keep the body as strong as possible and, you know, help the body react and adapt as best as they can. And that's where these herbs come into play. So certain herbs that I like to prescribe are things like, you know, rhodiola, Siberian ginseng, ashwagandha, and a lot of these herbs I find in formulas where they combine a lot of them and they work synergistically together. One formula that I like using in my practice is called Adrenasense, and I find for a lot of my patients, they do notice a shift with energy. They feel more calm. They're not sort of quick to react. They just feel like they have that better resiliency against stress.
What's cortisol got to do with all this?
So cortisol is a great question, because cortisol is kind of one of those buzzwords as well. And cortisol is one of those hormones that's released by the adrenal glands. It's one of our main stress hormones. And cortisol is a really, really important hormone. Like, we can't live without it. But the idea with chronic stress is managing how much cortisol we're pumping out. So when we're pumping out too much or too little, that's where, you know, chronic stress can have a huge impact on just our general health and how we're feeling. So not enough cortisol, typically that's when we're in sort of the end stages of adrenal fatigue, so we're dragging our butts and we're just feeling really tired and we may be chronically, you know, sick and you know, have more chronic issues. And then when we have too much cortisol, when we're pumping out too much, that's usually in the earlier stages where we're in that sort of fight or flight response. So the idea with the adaptogens, those herbs that we were just talking about, those herbs will help to bring our cortisol levels and our other stress hormones back into good, normal balance and a healthy balance.
How does the adrenal stress impact your blood sugar levels as well? Is that connected with the cortisol, or is that something totally different?
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of times when we're in chronic stress and we're in that fight or flight reaction, the body tends to not concentrate on sort of non-essential systems in the body. So the idea of, you know, it, like a lot of times when we're stressed out, the digestive system kind of like shuts down because that's not really considered an essential system to be dealing with when we're in fight or flight. Same as the immune system. That's sort of a non-essential system when we're in that fight or flight reaction. So blood sugars also can really take a hit. And you can just imagine with regards to the stress response, obviously, when you're in fight or flight, you're going to utilize more energy. You're going to need more sugar and glucose to take up into the cells and for the adrenal glands. And so when that happens, typically when we're stressed out, we tend to crave more sugar, refined sugars, bread, potatoes, those types of things, crackers, to feed that increased demand in that adrenal response. And then when that happens, it's kind of a vicious cycle because the more stressed out we are, the more sugar we crave, and then that can kind of cause that imbalance in blood sugars, and it affects our insulin levels, and then it tends to also affect our metabolic rate and our weight management as well, and body composition.
Hmm. So say I'm ready to fight or flight. If I grab a bottle of Adrenosense, how long does it take before I'll feel like rest and digest?
That's a really good question, and I'd love to say that, you know, the Adrenosense works, you know, like a magic pill, but, you know, it's never like that. But I have to say, you know, for most of my patients that, you know, I also do coach them a lot on, you know, what are you doing for stress management? Are you just, you know, are you taking a walk? Are you doing some deep breathing? Are you, you know, maybe doing yoga once or twice a week? Like, do you have those really good outlets that are also helping to manage your stress response and those adrenal glands? So, you know, talking about those types of things and ensuring that they're eating a good diet, I often find with the Adrenosense, patients will notice little shifts probably within, you know, 1 to 2 weeks. But, you know, restoring adrenal gland function can take a while, especially if people are still in that chronic stress. So I would say, you know, for really, really restoring healthy adrenal function, sometimes it can take a few months. You know, sometimes it can take longer, like 6 to 8 months. But, you know, I've had patients report to me as early as, you know, 1 to 2 weeks where they're saying, you know what, I actually am feeling a little bit more calmer. I'm managing better at work. I'm managing better at home. So those are, you know, the types of symptoms that my patients are reporting back to me.
Okay. So what's the connection between adrenal stress and your any cardiovascular diseases?
Cardiovascular disease and plaque formation, a lot of it is related to chronic inflammation, that response. And the idea with chronic stress is the more stressed you are and the more fatigued your adrenal glands get, is again, you know, controlling inflammation in the body is not going to be one of those essential areas that your body is going to be concentrating on. And so if the adrenal glands aren't working properly and our body is working in chronic fatigue, then we're going to have chronic inflammation. And with chronic inflammation, that puts more stress on your heart, that puts more stress on your arteries and your capillaries and your cardiovascular system just in general. So that in itself is how the stress response can affect heart health.
Okay. There's so much to know about hormones. Do you have a website that people can get onto, or how would we find information?
Yeah, there's so much information online. If people want to learn a little bit more about, you know, my approach, and I have some really, really great blog posts on my website. I'm actually in the process of completely revamping and redoing my website. So my old website's still up, but I'll give you that. It's drmarita.com, so drmarita.com. And then in the next few weeks, we should be launching my brand new website, which will be good. But most of my blog posts do have information about, you know, hormone health and how to balance.
Mm-hmm. And you're an author as well. What books have you written?
questions too. Yeah, so I've written two of my own books, a women's health book, Making Sense of Women's Health, and then a collagen book, Collagen Myths and Misconceptions. And then I've also co-authored three books now with Dr. Karen Jensen. So we've written two adrenal stress books together, and then there's a brand new book being launched, I think, actually in the next month or so, a whole new women's health book.
What's the title of that one?
It's called Women's Health Matters.
Oh, good. Good. And I hear that you're going to be in Prince George this week on Thursday, and you're going to be speaking at Ava Maria at 6 o'clock on women's health?
Yeah, so I'll be giving a seminar at Ave Maria at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. It's a free seminar, and basically we'll be talking about everything and more. We'll elaborate more on what we discussed on today's chat.
Okay, well, Dr. Marita, it was so good to have you on the radio show, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Yeah, we'll see you later on this week.
Good. Thanks so much.